¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Well, top of the morning to you, folks. So today we're going to talk about false prophets. And don't turn the dial. Please don't turn the dial. So let me explain my position here. So over the weekend, I was at church and the pastor was sitting there talking about false prophets. And you ever been to a lecture where you're sitting there and it's like, wow, there's about 5,000 people here and they're talking to me. They're talking to me. Okay, so that's what I want to talk about today. So here's the context behind it. They were sitting there talking about false prophets and people giving you false information and all this other stuff. Well, what happened was, where I kind of got deja vu, it's about 12 years ago, I think it was, I did one of my first videos, and it was in regards to paying off collections. Should you or shouldn't you? And the reason why I did that video was because I kept having borrower after borrower after borrower calling me on a daily basis, and they're like, Dan, I don't know what I did, but all of a sudden my credit scores just plummeted. So after talking to all these people, I'm like, there's one thing in common. Every one of them went through their credit report and paid off every collection they had. Well, first thing you might think is, well, that's a good thing. Well, no, it's not. And if you want to learn more about credit, just click this video up here. I'll try to put it up here. It was my video I did about 12 years ago in regards to this context. But the reason why I did that first video was because you do not pay off your collection accounts. Don't pay them off unless your mortgage advisor instructs you. And I'll reiterate more on that one. If your mortgage advisor knows what the heck they're talking about. Okay. So what happens is you really don't want to pay off any collections until you consult with a mortgage advisor, but I'll get to that on another time. What my point was is you have so many people out there right now just telling you don't buy a house, don't do this, you shouldn't do this, the market's going to crash and all the other stuff. What I want to provide you today is basically the facts to show you guys there's a lot of false prophets out there that's, I don't know what their agenda is other than making a lot of money on YouTube, I guess, but their goals aren't really for you to get in a good position, because let's go over the data. So the first thing we want to go here is home equity. Okay. The first thing on this, and this is a newsletter I subscribe to every day. The first thing you're seeing here is home equity climbs to a record high. So remember back about a year, maybe two, maybe 3 years ago now, where everybody's like, the market's going to crash. It's going to be worse than ever. It's going to be worse than 2008. Well, the housing number of units being sold is worse than 2008. Absolutely. And I've been on that board all along and I've been predicting this. But where the false piece of this is, home values aren't crashing. And if you really knew the reasons why behind it, you're probably going to know more than most mainstream media and most a lot of other people. But there is not going to be a housing crash in values when you look across the board. For example, a lot of people will say, well, San Francisco is dropping. Well, yeah, look at Alabama. Look at Ohio, look at North Carolina, look at Iowa, look at a lot of other states. Don't cherry pick your data, okay? So that's one piece of this, but the equation keeps going a little bit further. The other piece is people are saying, well, mortgage delinquencies, they're skyrocketing and foreclosures are gonna hit an all-time high, even worse than 2008 and 2010. Well, US mortgage delinquency rates just hit an all-time low in May. And again, you might say, Dan, that your data is a little bit old because you're giving us May data. Well, let's go down through here and see how old this really is. So this was published when? It was published July 27th, 2023. So that data is accurate. And this data is accurate because it just came out today. Can't find you the date on that, but trust me, it is today. So a lot of this data that you're being fed on a daily basis is, I'll just say it's inaccurate. There's false prophets, okay? So my goal here on a daily basis is to inform you guys and give you the facts behind real estate. Okay, so another piece of this equation that was in this is bank capital rules risk shutting out first-time home buyers. Well, if you read this on its context, you're thinking, oh man, here comes the hits. They keep hitting me on a daily basis. Well, again, if you dive into the details, don't look at the headlines. Well, you're going to look at the headlines because that's what's going to make you click. But once you really dive into these details, what's happening is regulators are saying, banks, you need to hold more in reserves. You need to hold more in your savings accounts so we don't have what happened, you know, 3, 4, 5 months ago when those few banks crashed. We don't have that catastrophically hitting the whole market. So they make it sound like, well, if you're looking to buy your first house, you're never going to buy because banks aren't going to be able to lend to you. Well, if you go over to the next comment, you really dig into the data. What these regulators have done, they're going to affect how many of the banks? All the banks? Well, no. Regulators say the increase would primarily affect the largest banks and most have enough capital already. And it's going to affect roughly 30 banks in the entire country. So please, guys, don't live on false prophets, what they're telling you. Please do your own research to make sure your guys are informed when you're looking at real estate. So in today's video, let's go over the economic news for the week so we understand what's coming out this week so we can kind of prepare for that. Because a lot of this that comes out on my economic calendar on a daily basis will or may affect mortgage rates. And that's the main thing you're concerned with, because if you're looking at real estate prices, please, they're all localized. Please reach out to your local realtor to make sure you're informed on what your market, your specific market is doing. So today there's really nothing out. Mondays there's usually not too much out. The rest of the week is kind of some inflationary numbers, but a lot of jobs data. So with the first thing we come out with is manufacturing index. This is telling us how robust our manufacturing industry is right now. The JOLT index, this is intriguing. You guys, if this is one of the first times you're heard about this, the JOLT index, that's basically how many job openings there are in the United States right now. Job openings, it actually tells us. And then we go through ADP payroll numbers, initial jobless claims, and things like that through the rest of the week. So there's nothing today that should be really affecting rates. So let's get over to see what the bond market's doing right now. I just posted this up here. I wanted to show you how many times the Federal Reserve has raised rates over the last year and a half. This is nuts, folks. So we're hoping that the last raise of rates that they did, I don't know if that's good English or not, but is done. And I'll give you more context throughout the week on this one. But I just watched a few interviews over the weekend, did a lot of deep diving into this. And we should be basically at the end of this right now, because my predictions are coming in that inflation is starting to cool off quite a bit. So with the data that we have today, which isn't really all that much, what's going on with mortgage rates? Well, how we monitor that is right here. We don't monitor the 10-year treasury or the whatever this is. Well, this is MBS as well. We don't monitor anything else. Why? Well, why not just monitor a mortgage bond? Because that's what you should be watching, because this element right here, this bond right here, its yield is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. Okay. What's going on right here is this is where the price is right now. This is the change. You can't really see it. If you squint, you can see it's up 11. All that means, all you need to know on this, if the price is up, rates come down. There's a yin yang. There's an inverse relationship. So this is going to maybe cause rates to drop maybe 0.02, 0.03, nothing off the charts, but it's Monday and it's just a start of the day. So I want to show you a tool that we have. We just put this on our website recently. So if you want to go to our website, it's therateupdate.com. You can find all our information here as well as our phone number, and you can apply online right here. But there's a calculator right here. You can click this. And it's a rent versus buy. And this is specifically for your area, not doing it generically, because you need to know a lot of data. That data is right through here. How much money would a rent place to rent cost you? What's the percentage of your homeowner's insurance? How much money would you be putting down? It gives you a lot of details to put in here. So you need to do a little research when you're filling this out. But the cool thing is here, when you're done, you can hit the calculation button and you'll see some numbers here. It doesn't really give you that much. But then hit over here, the print version. It goes through and it breaks down. If you were to rent, it's pretty simple. You just add up all your rents and there you go. If you were to buy, what do the numbers look like? Well, let me get my head out of the way. And this is just a sample, folks. So I'm not going to do it for you live on here because it does take some time. You're going to go through, how much are you going to pay in interest? How much are you going to pay in closing costs? How much is it to maintain the house? How much is it as association fees if you have them? How much, all the cost involved, and I know there is more, but all the cost involved in buying a house. But when it comes down, it'll say, like specifically in this area, if you're, you know, the numbers match up to that, it goes down through here and it says the cost of renting right here, the cost of buying is right here. Now you can decide mathematically, what might be best for you. Now, just because the math adds up doesn't mean that you're ready. Or do you have some savings set aside? Is your job steady? How's your housing market looking like? Is it ready to maybe drop a little bit? Or are you catching it up on an upswing? These are all things that you have to ask yourself when you're trying to buy your first house. So my name is Dan Free. I do this on a daily basis to make sure you're informed what's going on with real estate. So if you like my videos, all I ask you to do, today I'll ask you to do two things, because we just hit 25,500 subscribers and we just passed the 3.5 million view mark. So please, if you would today, subscribe down below, help us get more and more people educated on homeownership. So going forward, you won't be sucked in by those false prophets. God bless, guys. Thanks so much for watching. Can't wait to see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.